For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democratic congressional leaders emboldened by the midterm blue wave clashed over a border wall during an Oval Office meeting with President Trump. House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi later compared it to a tinkle contest with a skunk.
Nancy, would you like to say something?
The conversation began pleasantly, but that changed quickly.
You should not have a Trump shutdown.
President Trump insisted Democrats support funding for the border wall. Pelosi and Chuck Schumer refused to budge from their $1.3 billion offer.
We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I'm
it is very good border
and if it's
security.
Not...
By the end of the struggle, the president said he'd be proud to shut down the government.
If we don't get what we want...
Schumer told reporters afterwards that he witnessed a presidential temper tantrum.
This temper tantrum...
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Gas prices are continuing to fall up the country. With more, here's John Clements.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison, and the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports on a deadly snowstorm in North Carolina.
A man was killed when a tree fell off his truck. And in Haywood County, a woman living at home on hospice care passed away during the storm.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least three people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
The verdict is in. A once popular cable channel will soon be back in session. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
And what about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly upset...
This time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripts Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripps acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripps company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019.
An all-new episode tonight at 10:30 on Court TV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.